But Martha Allen was not interested in any curve. She definitely wanted to hear a number. To be absolutely sure, I asked her again, "Are you certain? Please think about it again. Perhaps you'd like to sleep on it?" She shook her head. "I have to know," she said. "My daughter is still in school, and I'm a single parent. I need to know what she can expect." Her cheeks were now reddened. That was the only sign that she was in a situation that no one would want to be in. She was a fighter, that much was clear, and if a patient wants clarity, then my job as a doctor is to provide it. "The average life expectancy for your illness at this stage is 3 to 4 years," I said. "That's just an average. As I said, it can be less, but it can also be more. Average values are just average values." We discussed the therapies available, their advantages and disadvantages, as well as possible side effects. The histological examination showed that the tumor was hormone sensitive, which meant that hormone therapy could be used, and for the time being at least, chemotherapy, which is associated with more severe side effects, would not be necessary. Martha Allen had already said goodbye when she turned around again at the door of my practice. "My daughter is 12 now," she said. "She has 6 more years in school.